The people in Wrangell are pretty good at recycling aluminum. Aluminum is a valuable material, and it's much better than throwing it in the garbage. And it's easy to recycle, and it, as far as energy consumption, recycling really makes sense as far as how much it costs to get natural aluminum out of the ground to get it to a finished product. Recycling is a very functional aspect of metal management.
So where is the recycling center exactly, and where do all the items that are supposed to be recycled, where do they go from Wrangell?
Well, we put them in containers down at Northland, and they go down to Pacific Metal down in Seattle. Boyer for years supplied a free container for us to ship on a backhaul to ship our aluminum cans down there, and it's been a good project for the Lions Club. It's made quite a bit of money for local projects.
And so if people want to get involved in recycling and part of your program, what do they have to do?
All we do is ask people to put aluminum cans in some type of a container, preferably one that they can seal the top on. Crushed cans are fine. They can have uncrushed cans too. Works really well. If they're crushed, they're a little easier to handle, and they allow the fewer loads to go down to Seattle to do it. So it's a little bit more economical if they can crush them. But a lot of people don't have the place to do that. So if they just will seal the tops of the bags, it makes it a little bit easier for somebody like myself to pick them out of the places where the local centers that they can drop their cans off at.
And you say you pick them up. How often do you pick up these?
I pick up cans probably two times a week, depending on what fills up. We've got locations at Bob's. We've got a location by the Wells Fargo Bank. We've got a location on the side of Century or City Market. And those work real well, people to drop off cans. And also now we have another location out at the city dump that they're going to open up a place for us so people can dump off cans there too. The money we raise with the Lions Club on this goes back to projects within the local community. It doesn't go out of Wrangell. We've done quite a bit with kids' activities during the summer. We have supported things like the baseball, the summer reading programs, and quite a few other programs here. The reading program is a big one we've been doing. We've helped a couple of years ago by providing prizes for the baseball program during the summertime to do a big raffle, and they made quite a bit of money on that. But we provided the prizes for them to raffle off, so it's worked very well. It's a good community-related program. Plus the fact that it's getting rid of stuff. It costs us a lot of money to ship containers out. To ship garbage out of this town, because we ship them all down into Washington, you know, and the less we put there, the less containers we have to ship down that way.
What are the shipping costs, by the way?
Boyer for years has given us a container at no cost on the backhaul, and now Northland is doing the same thing. So this is really has made the program economical to do.
Anything else you'd like to say about your program?
Well, just recycle cans as much as you can and bring them down to the locations that I talked about. The city is also talking about recycling other things, you know, like cardboard, glass, and a newspaper. And as we get that going, if we can get it going, not the Lions Club, but there's an organization working on that, we'll cut down the amount of garbage that we have to send out to somebody else. So it's a good, worthwhile project.
All right. Thanks for coming
in. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.